Daf Mem Hey. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hirschkutz family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, Refuah Shlema for Daniela Tzipora Bas Dina, and by the Lerner family, Lila Nishmas Parji Ben Reba. So the Gemara begins on the top of Mem Hey and Aleph, six or seven lines down, the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Bechol Yom Makriva Parish Shachris, Bechol Yom Hayasa Daka, Hayom Daka. So every single day the Ketores was Daka, but Yom Kippur it was Daka and Radaka. It was even finer. They grounded it yet a second time, as the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanam, Daka, Matam Malomer. Why does a Pasuk in Achrei Mos say Daka? The Pasuk says, V'lokach mela machta gach le'ish me'al mezbech milfin Hashem, v'mlo chofna v'ketores tzamim Daka. We know the Ketores is always Daka, so why does it repeat it again in Achrei Mos? The Gemara tells us that which we know. V'alok par nemar v'sachachta mimeno hadak. We know that from elsewhere. They have to grind it a second time to make it even more fine than it was prior to this. So then the Gemara says, "Bechol yom kanim olam b'mizrachel shekevesh." That was from the Mishnah. Tamar Mar, why do you go up the eastern part of the ramp every single day? So the Gemara says, "Because kol pinos she'ata pone lo yehei ela derech yamim l'mizrach." All the turns that we find, certainly the base of Mikdash, but even outside, should always be towards the right. So when he goes up the ramp, the east is towards the right, so that's why he goes up the eastern part of the ramp. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Yom Olin Be'emsev, Yordin Be'emsev, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes up and down the middle. We discussed already, is that only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, or is it perhaps all the other Kohanim who go up the ramp on Yom Kippur? So that's a machlokus in the Rishonim. But my time, and what's the reason why the Kohen Gadol walks up the middle and goes down the middle? The time of Mishim Kvodo, the Kohen Gadol, as Rashi says, Rashi said this in the Mishnah as well, but we'll repeat it here again in Rashi, four narrow lines down. Rashi says, Mishim Kvodo laharos chashivuso shu kiben bayis umakiv latzarech v'shalot tzarech. He goes up the middle, he goes right in, brazenly walks into the house, into the Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach, and therefore up the middle shows the great kavod of the Kohen Gadol.
So usually he was on the right side of the ramp.
No, exactly, the eastern side, which is the right side of the ramp. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, B'chol yom, Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglav Min HaKiyur. Every single day he'd wash his hands from the Kiyur. But today, on Yom Kippur, he'd wash his hands from this Kiton Shelzav, this golden pitcher of some sort. So my time, what's the reason? Mishim Kvodo, show Kohen Gadol, just to show again, greater honor is a special utensil, special vessel used to wash the Kohanim's hands. So the Sfas Emes asks the question. He said, there's a machlokis in the Yushalmi, Yishami says, is this even the first washing of the hands that the Kohen Gadol does, or all the additional ones? No, we wash the hands 10 times throughout all of the day. So does he use this golden pitcher every single washing of the hand, even the first time of the morning? Or no, that first one he goes to the Kiyur, and all the other washings of the hands and yad, and the hands and legs, he uses the Kiton Shazav. So there is an opinion that every single washing of that day of Yom Kippur, even the first one, is this Kiton Shazav. So according to that opinion, Sfas Emes asks the question, there's a mitzvah deraisa that you have to wash your hands from the Kiyur, the first thing in the morning. So how could they undo this mitzvah of the Kiyur to use the Kiton Shazav? It's a very nice thing to show kavod to the Kohen Gadol, but to uproot a mitzvah deraisa of washing from the Kiyur itself, how would that be allowed? So the Achronim answer that somehow this Kiton Shazav was also a din of a Kiyur. It somehow had this bichin of a Kiyur, even though it wasn't attached to the ground, it still somehow served as a Kiyur and was a fulfillment of that very mitzvah of washing hands from the Kiyur. So then the Gemara says, further now, halfway down the narrow lines, Bechol Yom Hayusham Arba Marachal. So this is going to take the rest of the daf now. On the Mizbeach, there are four different Marachals. We're going to present the Braisa, a three-way Machlokis, how many Marachals there were, and the function of each of these Marachals. So the Gemara quotes this Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. Bechol Yom Hayushtaim, every single day, in a typical day of the year, there are two Marachals, Vayom Shalosh, and the day of Yom Kippur, there were three. What were the two? Achas maracha gedola, v'achas maracha shniya shekhtoris. One was the maracha gedola, the main maracha where everything got burnt. And the second one is the maracha shekhtoris, where they take the coals to burn the daily khtoris. V'achas, and the third one that was added on, shemosif and bo bayom, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And there's this extra one that they had lit for this day. Why was there an extra one? Why do you need a third maracha Yom Kippur? So Rashi tells us, look at Rashi around seven narrow lines down. Shemosifin libo bayom lito mimeno gechol mekhtoris shelofnai lufnim. You needed to add an extra maracha to a service, the extra khtoris being brought in the Kodesh Kodashim. And that's the understanding of Rashi. There is a Rambam who argues and says, no, the reason why there's an extra maracha Yom Kippur, it was a special tosef, a special kavod Yom Kippur, a special fire that was lit. Eina Hanami, he said he'd also use that to give the kols for the ketores of lifnai lifnim, but for the Rambam's language, it sounds like there's simply a special tosefis, like an extra fire, just like we light, neiros for Yom Kippur, a special candlelight. So too, there's a special maracha just for Yom Kippur, even without a function. Now, there is a function, the Rambam agrees, but the main purpose was in order to light as a special kavod for Yom Kippur. So then the Gemara says, for that's all shitas Rabbi Yehuda. There are two, and then three on Yom Kippur. Comes along Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'chol yom shalosh. There are three every single day, v'ayom, but Yom Kippur, there's an extra arba. What were the three? Achas shemaracha gedola, v'achas maracha shniyah shekhtar. So those two everybody agrees about. V'achas shekim ha'esh. What's kim ha'esh? Rashi says, shekim ha'esh, shim ein esh shemaracha gedola, misgaber, mosifin alav mizeh. It's a backup fire. If, let's say, the fire is dwindling in the maracha gedola, you need to draw some fire from an adjacent fire. That's the kim ha'esh. That's this third maracha according to the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Comes along now the fourth, achas shemosifin babayom. Fine. Comes along the third shita now, Rabbi Meir Omer, or Rabbi Stam Omer, b'chol yom arba. Really, there are four every single day, v'yom chamesh, but today on Yom Kippur there are five. Achas shemaracha gedola, achas shemaracha shniyah shekhtaras, achas shekim ha'esh, and what's the one he adds? V'achas le'varim u'pedarim shlo nis'achlu mi'be'erev. All night they were busy burning the limbs and fats of the karbanos. If, let's say, some of the limbs and fats did not get burnt that evening, they have to put it back on the next day. So according to Rabbi Meir, you needed an extra maracha to burn the leftover fats and limbs. V'achas, and then the fifth one that's extra for the Yom Kippur, shemosifin bobayom. So these are the three shitas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir. Is it two, is it three, or is it four on a typical day? So Gemara is going to go through each of these. Now before you go weiter in the Gemara to figure out the sources of each of them, look at a very interesting Tosfos on the top left, Rabbi Yossi, Omer b'cho yom gimel, v'yom dalet. The two pieces to this Tosfos. Number one, he writes, Tema, b'perek sheni de tamen meseches tamen daf chavtes, tnan, beru misham atzei te'ena, halach about which types of wood you'd use to burn the mizbeach. But whatever the details are, the Gemara does conclude there, Umoki lahi masnisin k'Rabbi Yossi. That's a shita of Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah Maseches Tamim. Prepare kachi kachim in Maseches Vachim. Fine. Rabbi Yossi authored that Mishnah. V'heichi mitokma k'Rabbi Yossi. How could that Mishnah Maseches Tamim be according to Rabbi Yossi? Why can it not be? V'akitani Sefer, the very Sefer says, V'tzisu shte marachos yardu. They lit the two marachos. Uvola lishchadagazis. The Gemara's in the Tamim talk about the whole Seder Hayom. Ulu Rabbi Yossi, Hakamar b'choyom haya sham shalosh. The Mishnah, which we read, is established like Rabbi Yossi is the mechaber of that Mishnah. It says there are only two marachos. Rabbi Yossi himself, based on the Gemara here, holds that there were three marachos. So how does that stem with the Mishnah there? So v'docha kulomar savala kavasi b'chada b'halagla b'chada. Maybe the author Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi the guy by some halachas, not by all the halachas. So the Gemara said the Tosa answers no. V'yesh lomar da'kati havi chada l'kiyam heish. Yeah, of course, there's a third maracha according to Rabbi Yossi. That kima eish maracha was also there in the Mishnah. V'lo kachashu, the reason why it wasn't considered in the Mishnah, Meseches Tamid, el hanach tarti, the damil hadade. They only lumped together the two that were similar. The maracha gedola and the maracha shnia were very similar because there, the fire was used every single day. U'matisin otzam b'yached, v'chad kramafikle, they're learned from the same pasuk. But this kima eish is a different source. It was only there as a backup. It wasn't used every single day. And therefore, since it had very, I guess, infrequent usage, it was not considered as part of the calculation. But in Echanami, Rabbi Yossi does say that there are three marachos. And then Tos asks another question. He says, V'hikshu Rabbi Yochanan, one of the Bali Tosos asks, V'mizbech ha-nechoshes, the copper mizbech, the outer mizbech, shalhoya makum ha-maracha el amma. There's only an amma. It wasn't that much space on top of the mizbech ha-nechoshes. Kedama reper kachim kachim. Vamrina nami hasim. It says there as well that the gezirim she'asim Moshe arachan rachman amma. The logs that Moshe Rabbeinu put in the mizbech were only an amma by amma. There wasn't that much space to work with. Im kain kol hani marachos heicha havekaimi. Where is the space on top of the mizbech to place the two, three, or four, and sometimes five marachos? The tzarch lomar ba'amma shel hiluch ragle hakohanim hayimusavin hamaracha gedola ad hani marachos. Because the center was an amma only, an amma square. But there was other areas between the the little corners. There's a saviv around. There are many other areas to put the marachos. There's a big machlokas Yishon Machram where exactly they were. But you're able to find extra space on top of the mizbech. Yes, the center was only an amma by amma, but they had times other places where you could put the marachos. The Sfas Emes says it doesn't mean that they were all there at the same time. And the Sfas Emes says it's possible first the Marach HaGadol was there. They used it, then they removed it, then they put the Marach HaShnia there. It was the same location, but not all at the same time. So now get back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, again, after establishing this three-way machlokas, how many Marachos there were, the Gemara wants to know what's the basis for this big machlokas. So the Gemara says as follows. The Chuli Alma, we're at six narrow lines up from the bottom here. The Chuli Alma, everybody agrees, Mias, Tarti, Islay, everyone agrees there were at least two Marachos, the Marach HaGadol and the Marach HaShnia Shakataris. Minolan, how do you know what's the basis? It says in the pasuk, Amar Kra, Hi ha'ola al moka al mizbeach kol ha'layla zu maracha gadol. That's a reference to the maracha gadol, the main, the big maracha on the mizbeach. And then it says in the pasuk, Ve'esha mizbeach tukad bo zu maracha shnei shakadars. That's the second maracha that was there to service the kataris. So then Rabbi Yossi kima ish minolan. How does Rabbi Yossi know to add a third maracha that was used for the kima ish? So the Gemara explains, Me'veha ish al mizbeach tukad bo. The extra word v'ha'esh. So Rabbi Yehuda ahahu latzasas alisahu da'asa. Miva'esh ha-mizbeach does not come to tell me you need a separate maracha as a kimesh. It's telling me something different, that you have to light the spark on top of the mizbeach. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says latzasas halisa lahatzis behen or maracha gedola, you need to light the maracha gedola, next Rashi, alisa kismin dakim. You take, you know, how do you light the log? So you put a, you know, a match to the log itself. It's not going to catch fire. It takes time. It has to get very hot. So you need to put some small wood chips, which catch fire easily. So the Gemara is telling us, you put some wood chips on the bottom of the Marach HaGadolah, light those, and then eventually the fire is going to get the logs hot enough to turn those on fire. So it's not that there's a separate Marach HaGadolah of Kim Eish. The words V'Eish tells me you need to add some wood chips to the Marach HaGadolah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda responds to Rabbi Yossi. The Tani, the Gemara quotes this Braisa that has this machlokis. Haya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda would say, Minayin latasas alisa shlote ela beroshel shemizbech. So now, in addition to having lighting the wood chips, you also have to be on top of the mizbech. You can't light them on the floor and throw them on top. You have to light them while they are on top of the mizbech. So how does he know, again, Minayin latasas alisa shlote ela beroshel shemizbech, that it has to be on top of the mizbech, tamalomar, ve'esha mizbech tukadbo. The fire is on the mizbech. You must light these wood chips on top of the mizbech, rosh mizbech. Rabbi Yossi, responds back, has he know? Because Rabbi Yossi uses this pasuk of v'ha'esh mizbech to tell me that there's a marach of kimeish. So how does he know this din? Minayin she'osa maracha likimeish tamalomer v'esh mizbech to gadbo. So he learns this pasuk to tell me that it's a special kimeish maracha. So then, has he know hatasas eish? Rabbi Yossi hatasas alisa minon. How does he know you light the wood chips? Where's the basis? So Gemara says, Nafkale, he must learn out Mehecha the Nafkale of Rabbi Shimon. The same exact source that Rabbi Shimon learns this from. What does Rabbi Shimon do with this? The Tanya, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish al ha-Mizbech, that Aaron, they're the ones, b'nei Aaron, the Kohanim, are the ones who place the fire on the Mizbech. Limeida al-Hatzasas alisa shelote ela b'Kohen kasher u'b'chli shareis diri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda teaches possibly, who is the one who lights the wood chips? So he says, you learn from here that a Kohen, in his clothing, in his klisharis, Rashi's klisharis, is referring to the big day kahuna. So that's what you learn from the pasuk. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, rather Rabbi Shimon says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chitala daitcha, would one have thought, shazar karv l'gam mizbech? Of course a Kohen's the one going to do the lighting of the fire. Why do you think otherwise? Do you think a zar could go to the mizbech and light the wood chips? Ella, what's a pasuk teaching me, v'nasu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen ish eishal mizbech? Ella limeida, ala tassas alisa, Shalote ela barosha shemizbech, that it has to be on top of the mizbeach. That's what we're learning from here. So Rabbi Yossi, who used the pasuk v'esha mizbech tukabo to tell me that there's a special maracha of kim eish, he learns from this pasuk v'nasu b'nei Aaron according to esha mizbech that it has to be done on the rosh hamizbech. That's what he learned from this. Now Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do? Rabbi Yehuda already learned the pasuk v'esha mizbech tukabo. He learns from there hatatzas eish. So what does he need a second pasuk telling me of Nasu b'nei Aaron HaKohen? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Ime ha'sama hava mina ka a'ara v'avid b'mefucha k'mash v'lam. So had you had the pasuk of Ha'esham HaZbech to God, but rather if you had the pasuk of Nasu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Ha'esham HaZbech, that alone, you would have thought maybe the Kohen could stand on the floor and kind of blow into, I don't know, flute or straw or something to get the fire to get bigger, to light the fire stronger. That's what one would have thought. Kamash v'lam from both these psukim, that not only does the Kohen have to do it, but he must be on the Mizbech as well, but Rosh Mizbech, that's how he learns these psukim together. Well, again, Rabbi Yossi learned these two psukim was telling me that you have to light the fire in the Mizbech. The other one is that there's a separate maracha kimeish. Yehuda used these two psukim to tell me the same exact din that the tzatzah esh on the Rosh Mizbeach, but there is no maracha of kimeish according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, there's just a quick Rashi to look at here. Rashi Bekli Sharis. Rashi writes here, Bilavush Bigdei Kuna. When it says in the Gemara, the Bryce earlier, that the Kohen Kusher, Bichli Sharis, he's the one who lights the fire, that's for Bigdei Kuna. It's just a discussion in general whether or not Bigdei Kuna are considered Kli Sharis. There's a Machlokis, Tosas and Ritva and Kedushin, Ram and Ravid as well, whether or not there's a din of Kli Sharis to Bigdei Kuna. The Nafkamis are, when a person makes Bigdei Kuna, do you have to have Lishma or not Lishma? If it's a Kli Sharis, you require Lishma. If it's not the Kli Sharis, you don't require Lishma. So this Rashi calls it Kli Sharis. Seems like, I'm not sure if there's another interpretation, but this is just a raya that Bigdei Kuna are in fact called a Kli Sharis. So Gemara now says, last four lines of the page here. Rabbi Meir, so now we covered Rabbi Yehuda, we know his source of the Maracha Gedola, Maracha Shania. We found the Rabbi Yossi's source of the Kiyama Eish. Now we have to figure out Rabbi Meir's source of yet the fourth Maracha, the Rabbi Meir, Oivarim Upadarim, Shlo Nisachlu Mibarev Minala. How does he know the limbs that were not burnt the previous night, how does he know that there's a special Maracha? So Nafkale, he learns out from the words Mi Vi'esh, the extra Vav, it could have said in the Pasuk Eish. What's Vi'esh? That's telling me that there's an extra maracha for the Evar Mepidarm. Rabbanan say, Vav lo darshe. They don't learn from the letters Vav. It's not a drasha, and therefore there's no extra maracha. Now Rabbanan, Evar Mepidarm, Shalom Nisachum Mibarev my Avile. So now, what do you do with leftover limbs? According to Rabbi Meir, the leftover limb is very simple. There's a special maracha just for them. But if you don't hold of the special maracha, what do you do with the leftover limbs and fats that didn't get burned the previous night? So Gemara says very simply, Mehader lehu lemaracha gedola. You bring them back to the Maracha Gedola. Put them back on. They weren't burned, so put them back on the same Maracha they were the night before, and put them back on today, the Maracha Gedola. The Tan, the Brisa says, Minayin le'evarim upadarim shelo nisachlu mibe'erev. How do you know that the limbs and fats that were not burned the previous night, shesodin, that person is supposed to organize them, agavi mizbeach, the Kohen sets them up on the mizbeach, v'mein machzikin shesodin, if there's no space on the mizbeach proper, then you're shesodin al hakevesh, you place them on the ramp, or agave soviv, or the soviv, which is an area where the Kohen will walk around towards the top of the mizbeach, ad, you place them there, ad, sheyasim racha gedola, v'sodin, until the racha gedola is prepared on that day, and then you put them on the racha gedola. In other words, what do you do with the leftover limbs? You just line them up in the mizbeach, line them on the ramp, line them around the soviv. Once that morning you set the Maracha Gedola, then you start putting them on the Maracha Gedola itself. That's what you would do with the extra, the leftover limbs. How do you know this is all true? Because it says in the Pasuk, Kama Lomar, Asher Tochala Eish Ola Al Mizbeach. Let's tell me that you should eat the Ola, that which was already an Ola the previous day, put back on the fire, and make sure you burn it on the same exact Maracha Gedola. That's Shitas Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir says, no, this Pasuk, he says, is a source of he says, rather, the Evam Pedarim, you put back on a special Maracha. So what do you do with this Pasuk? What's Rabbi Meir going to do with the Pasuk? V'eish tochal, ashe tochal, eish is ola. What do you do with the Pasuk? So says Rabbi Meir, is tell me that ichule ola atamachzer, v'yatamachzer ichule k'taris. Tells me that only if an ola was left over, some of the limbs of an ola from the previous night, that's what gets put back on this special Maracha, according to Rabbi Meir. But if it's a ketores that was not completely burnt, it was some leftover ketores on the floor or something, that you would not put back. Only ola, asher tocha eish is a ola. So again, Rabbi Meir holds there's a special maracha just for leftover limbs. What goes back on that? Only olas go back on that, but a ketores would not get burnt, would not be placed back on the mizbeach. So the Gemara quotes a brisa to prove this, the Tani Rabbi Hananiah bar Minyumi, b'debei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola mizbeach, ichule ola ata machzir, viata machzir, ichule ktaris. So look at Tosas, the top Tosas here on the page, you write, sodun agabe kevesh o agabe soviv. The what you do with the leftover limbs, you line them on the mizbeach, or the ramp, or the soviv. But aval agabe yisod, yisod which was like the platform on the bottom of the mizbeach, that you would not actually line them up. Why not? So Tosus points out, Dim Kain have a nifsa belina im yared. Because if it was on the yisod, if it went overnight, it says psulina. Aval soviv shumechsa mizbeach lamala. But the soviv, if the evarim were left overnight on the soviv, which is higher up, it's part of the top half of the mizbeach, harehu kimizbeach v'ein lina b'maelas b'rosh shemizbeach v'chein kevesh. So there's a din. If a carbon was left overnight on top of the mizbeach, so psulina is when something's left out overnight. But if it's on the top of the mizbeach, it's actually protected from psulina. So Tosfos is telling us here, not only is the Mizbech itself protected from Lina, but even the ramp and also the Sovev, which is high up, also protects the carbon left out overnight. But if it's placed on the Yesod, which is pretty much on the ground, says Tosfos, that would not protect it from the Psulina, and that's why you can't place the limbs there overnight. So then the Gemara says, okay, so now we've established all the sources of the different Marachos. The one Maracha we didn't figure out yet is the special Maracha for Yom HaKippur. So asks Gemara now, around 10 lines down, to Chuyama, everybody is in agreement that Mias Mosifin Boba Yom Islay. There's an extra Maracha that's added for Yom Kippur. Minalahu, what's the source of the extra Maracha of Yom Kippur? Nafkalu, it's learned out, Mi Vihaish, the whole word Vihaish, the Vav and the Hey. Because Vafilulman Dilo Darish Vav, even he who does not hold of a letter Vav as a Joshua, but a Vav and a Hey Darish. But if there's two extra letters, a Vav and a Hey, like in this case, that would warrant an extra Joshua. Therefore, everybody agrees, Mi Vihaish is the source of an extra Maracha for Yom HaKippur. So now, the Gemara says, okay, so Eish Tamid L'may Asa. The Pasuk has this word Eish Tamid in it. So what are we learning from this Pasuk, Eish Tamid? It says in the Pasuk, it's referring to Eish Tamid Tukad Amad Be'ach Lo Sichba. What do we learn from this Pasuk? So Gemara says, Eish Tamid L'may Asa. Mibari Leitz need to tell me the following. L'cha L'tani, the Braisa says, Eish Tamid Tukad Amad Be'ach Lo Sichba. Limeid Al Maracha Shniya Shekatores Shotei Ela Amad Be'ach Hachitzam. So how do we know where this Be'ach Hashniya is going? The Maracha Shniya Shekatores. Where is the location? So Gemara says that the Eish Tamid Tuk Al Mizbeach must be, the Eish of the Katoris must be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon as well, not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Again, just to make sure everything's clear. The Katoris is ultimately burnt on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also called the Mizbeach HaZav, also called the Mizbeach HaKatoris. But where do we get the coals from? So either you get the coals from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or you get the coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So Gemara learns the coals for the Katoris are taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and they're brought to Mizbeach HaPnimi to burn the Katoris there. So we learn that from this Pasuk, that the Maracha Shnia is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer one, the main Mizbeach, and not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So Gemara then says, just look at Rashi. Rashi explains, how do we know this? So Gemara says, Rashi says, four lines from the top, Shelo Tei Ela HaMizbeach HaChitzon, the high crub Mizbeach HaOlaksiv. The Mizbeach HaChitzon has a few names. It's called Mizbeach HaChitzon because it's outer. It's called Mizbeach HaNechoshes because it's made of copper. But it's also called Mizbeach HaOla because that's where the Ola goes. So we're saying that the Eish Tamid, where should the Eish of the Ketores come from? It should come from the Mizbeach HaOla. So this is the basis that Mizbeach, that Maracha Shnei Shal Ketores goes on, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, also known as Mizbeach HaOla. So then the Gemara says, okay, Eish Machta Uminora Minai. But what about the Eish Machta? What's Eish Machta? That's the Eish of the Ketores from the Machta of Yom HaKippur. Where does that come from? And also, the Eish used for the menorah, where does that come from? Where are the sources? All we know is the Eish of the Ketores, regular day, comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But again, where do you get the fire for the menorah and the fire for the Ketores of Yom HaKippur? So Gemara says, Vidinu, it's a very logical thing. It says, Nemar, it says here, Eish by the Ketores. Vidnemar, it says, Eish by Machta, menorah as well. It says the fire in all those cases. So we can make a Gzeir Shava. Mala Halon Al Mizbeach HaChitzon, just like by the Ketores, where it says the word Eish, it gets its Eish from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so too, by extension, Afkan Al Mizbeach HaChitzon, so too, by the menorah, and Eish Vamachta should come from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Oh, perhaps we could take another direction. Oh, Kalech L'Derechazah, maybe we could say the different way. Nemra Eish B'Ketores, V'Nemra Eish B'Machta V'Menorah, use the same words, but a different explanation of the Gezer Shava, and say as follows. Mala Halon B'Samech Lo, just like the Ketores, it gets its source from that which is adjacent to it. By the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it gets the Eish not from the Mizbeach itself, but from the Eish next to it, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is adjacent to it. So too, you should suggest, maybe Af Machta Menorah B'Samech Lo. The Machta, the Ketores that goes in the Kodesh Kedoshim, should get from an Eish that's closest to it, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Menorah should get fire with that which is closest to it, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And not from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is further from it. You should always go to the closest Mizbeach, the closest Eish. So it's not a Raya that just because there's Eish in both places, you have to go from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Maybe the Drasha is from that which is Samachlo. So Gemara says, you're right. You can't use the Gzeir Shava. Rather, Tamar Lomer, Eish Tamid Tukad Al Mizbeach Lo Sichbe. That the fire that's Tamid should come from the Mizbeach HaOla. Eish Tamid Shemarti Lecha, the Eish Tamid I spoke of, Lo Sihei Ela Baroshel Shemizbeach HaChitzon. So what's Eish Tamid? You need Rashi to complete the equation here. Rashi says here, Eish Tamid halfway down, Eish shamarti lechaba tamid. The eish that I refer to as the ner tamid, right? Hu shel menorah shenemar ba lalos ner tamid. That ner tamid should get its fire from the mizbeach. The mizbeach, tuga mizbeach, mizbeach ha'ola. So this is a drasha that the mizbeach hachitzon is providing the eish for the eish tamid, for the ner tamid. That's the, what the Gemara says. Okay. The Gemara says, okay, lamadnu, we learned eish lemenorah. So now we understand why the eish lemenorah must come from the mizbeach hachitzon. But what about the eish lemachtaminayin? How do we know that the fire that's going to fuel the ketores of the kodesh kedoshim of the machta minayin? How do I know that also must come from the mizbeach hachitzon? V'dinu, this too is sensible. We could apply a similar gezeirah shavah, the same gezeirah shavah. Nemra eish b'machta v'nemra eish b'menorah. Ma halahalon al v'gabi mizbeach hachitzon. Just like menorah gets its fire from the mizbeach hachitzon, af kan al mizbeach hachitzon. Oh, maybe we could take a different direction. Explain kalech l'derech zeh. Say this way. Nemra eish b'ktaris v'nemra eish b'machta. Ma halahalon b'samach lo. Just like by the eish machta, rather eish menorah, it gets its fire from that which is right. The eish ktaris gets its fire from that which is next to it, namely mizbeach hachitzon. Af kan b'samach lo. Maybe the ketores of kodesh kedoshim should get from the mizbeach that's near it, which is only mizbeach ha-panimi. So Tamalom, the pasuk says, by achrimos v'lokach melo amachta gach le'esh me'al ha-mizbeach milifnei Hashem. That you get the gach le'esh, the fire, from on the mizbeach that's milifnei Hashem. What's the mizbeach milifnei Hashem? Which mizbeach is that referring to? So eiz mizbeach shemiktsaso lifnei Hashem vein kulo lifnei Hashem. But the pasuk doesn't say me'al mizbeach lifnei Hashem. It says mi lifnei Hashem. The word mi is always from. That only some of it's lifnei Hashem, but not all of it's in front of Hashem. So the way, if you remember how the Mishkan, Beis Mikdash was situated, mizbeach ha'pnimi was directly in front of Kodesh Kedoshim. You had a clean, straight line there. Mizbeach hachitzon was very wide. You couldn't see the whole mizbeach hachitzon. Part of it was outside the entranceway. It's blocked. So the Gemara says, v'eize, which of the mizbeach shemiktsaso lifnei Hashem v'ein kulo lifnei Hashem, not all of it. Have the Omer Zem Mizbeach Hachiton must be the Adam Mizbeach where you can't see all of it. So the Itzrech Lemichtav Me'al Mizbeach, Vitzrech Lemichtav Milfnei Hashem. We need to have the pasuk say both on the Mizbeach and also only part of it's in front of Hashem. You need both those words to tell me which Mizbeach. Why? Because the Kasser Rachman had the pasuk only said Me'al Mizbeach alone. Havamina would have thought my Mizbeach, Mizbeach Panimi. I would think maybe it's referring to the Mizbeach Panimi. Therefore, Kasser Rachman Milfnei Hashem. No, not the Mizbeach Panimi. Only mizbeach that's only partially visible lifnei Hashem. V'kasa rachmana milfnei Hashem. The pasuk only said milfnei Hashem. Have mina dafka milfnei Hashem. Maybe only the part of the mizbeach hachiton that actually is the straight line vision to the kodesh kedoshim. Ava mehaygisa imelo. But the area is mizbeach hachiton that cannot see. The area that's to the north or to the south of the doorways, which has no vision to the kodesh kedoshim. Maybe those areas would be puzzle to bring the eish for the ketores. Therefore, any area of the mizbeach hachiton, you could get fire for this. Now, before you review, I want to do just an interesting toast for a second. And Menhem and Beis here, tamid shemarti lecha lo te'ela al mizbeach hachiton. The tamid could only get from the mizbeach hachiton, the near tamid of the menorah. So, ask Tosis tamely, im kain, if you need to provide the fire for the menorah from the mizbeach, why isn't there a separate maracha for the menorah? Everything else had a separate menorah, had a separate maracha. There's a maracha gedola for the karbanos. There's a maracha shneir for the ketores. Why is there no maracha for the menorah? So Tos asks, im kein nibay le maracha b'fnei atzma ki echa de matzrichina and maracha lektores b'fnei atzma. Just like there's a special maracha exclusively used for ketores, you should have a maracha for the menorah. Vim kein nafishal maarachas. Then we have more marachas. Why is there no separate menorah maracha? So Tos gives two answers. V'yesh lomar kevan de lahaya tarach likach shum gachal lemenorah. You don't need to take any coals for the menorah. For the ketores, you needed to take gechalim. But there's no gechalim for the menorah. Ela lahadik hapsilas ba'ama. You just need to light, strike a match. Just light the wick. And therefore, lo mistaver shiasu b'shul zeh maracha. You don't need to make a whole maracha just to light a match. And therefore, lo masar n'kasav ela l'chachamim. The pasuk was handed to the chachamim, and therefore there's no maracha of the menorah. V'yod yeshlam, our second answer, says Tosos, midichsiv tamid, shema mina shema likin osa me'esh hadolekas tamid, painim maracha gedolah. The pasuk near Tamid comes from that which is lit all the time, so somehow that's a reference to the Maracha Gedola, not the Maracha, a separate Maracha Timrik. So let's quickly recap. We saw just all the different sources of why the Daka Minadaka, why the Kohen Gadol walks up the right side normally, because it's a Derech Kopino Shata Pones Lohiyah Derech Yamim, up the middle is because of a special cover for the Kohen Gadol, and why do we have the use from the special washing hands of the special golden pitcher, because the cover to the Kohen Gadol. Then we discussed the three Machlokas, whether or not there's two Marachos, three marachos, or four marachos. Everybody agrees there's definitely an extra one added for Yom Kippur, but in every single day it was two, three, or four. That was a three-way machlokas. We went through all the different sources. We also discussed this concept of the Hatzasa Eish, of lighting some wood chips to keep the fire going, that everyone agreed to, has to be on top of the Rosh. We had another discussion, what to do with Evam Pradarim, Shulim Z'achlu B'Erev. According to Rabbi Meir, you had a separate maracha just for them. According to Rabbanan and everybody else, no, you put it back on the maracha Gedola. And then we had another din that only the Ola, that only Ola goes back, but Ketores does not return back the very next day. And then we discussed this last piece of that, what the source is, that the not only does the maracha Gedola, that not only does the Eish of Ketores come from the Mizbech HaChiton, but also the Eish of the menorah comes from the Mizbech HaChiton, as does the Eish of the Ketores of the Flat of Flame also comes from the outer Mizbech. Everybody have a wonderful day.